today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. On the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we express our condolences to all brothers and sisters. Today, Wednesday, is the 21st of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At first, we listen to verse Al-Mubahila, and then we go to our topic and we learn more about Hazrat Ali's status, and of course his martyrdom. Chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 61.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالوا فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Then whoever argues with you about it after this knowledge has come to you, say, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves, then supplicate earnestly together and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars among us.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
On the day of Mubahala, the Prophet and the Najran Christians agreed to curse one another until Allah punished those who were on the wrong path. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, took Ali, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, with him. When the Christians saw that he was so confident in his success that he had only brought his closest relatives, they grew apprehensive and accepted to pay the jizya instead of going through with the challenge. In the verse, Ali is mentioned the soul of the Prophet.
His last salat Ali led. Ali was struck on the head. We all shall miss you, O Haider. We all shall miss you. After he rose from sajda, Ali was stuck in Kufa. We all shall miss you, O Haider. We all shall miss you. Warrior of Khaybar, our leader Haider.
We listen about Hazrat Ali's martyrdom. As blood oozed down profusely from the forehead of Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, where he was struck with a poison-dipped sword during the Fajr prayer inside the historic Masjid Kufa, his prophetic words spoken immediately thereafter will be remembered for all times to come. Fustu wa Rabb al-Kaaba, I swear upon the Lord of Kaaba, I have succeeded. These words pronounced Hazrat Ali as his sons and companions scrambled to bring him relief following his fatal injury. To onlookers, it was immediately clear that Hazrat Ali could not survive the fatal wounds. And so came the end of the powerful life of an iconic figure, revered by many as the son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad and the husband of Lady Fatima. The remembrance of the martyrdom of Hazrat Ali to this day, almost 140 years after his departure, bears testimony to his enduring influence for all times to come.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. A number of Quranic verses are revealed about Imam Ali alayhi salam and his virtues. Ibn Abbas is reported to have said that the amount of Quranic verses that were revealed about Ali alayhi salam is more than those revealed about any other companion. Ibn Abbas also reported that the Prophet said, God revealed no verse beginning with the expression, "Oh, you believe, but Ali is the head and the commander of those who, and commander of those believers." Some scholars have counted more than 300 verses praising Imam Ali alayhi salam. Among the Imam's virtues in the Quran are famous verses of the Quran: the verse of wilaya, the verse of sail, the verse of proclamation, the verse of perfection, and many other verses that are about the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The first and famous verse is the verse of wilaya, which speaks of the wilaya of God, the Prophet, and those believers who establish prayers and pay zakat while in ruku'. According to Shia and Sunni commentators, this verse was revealed when Imam Ali alayhi salam gave his ring while he was in a state of ruku', in his prayer to a poor man. The second is the sail verse, the verse of sail that praises those who are ready to sacrifice their lives, seeking Allah's pleasure. According to the Mu'tazalite scholar Ibn Abdul Hadid, all commentators believe that this verse was revealed on the occasion of Laylatul Mabit, when the polytheist planned to invade the Prophet's house and murdered him on that night in order to preserve the Prophet's life. Imam Ali alayhi salam slept where the Prophet used to sleep. The next verse that I want to refer to is the proclamation verse, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the Prophet to deliver a message to people and declares that if he does not deliver the message, he has failed to accomplish this mission. Shia and Sunni commentators have reported that this verse was revealed when the Prophet was returning from his last pilgrimage and on the occasion of Ghadir. And the last verse that I want to refer to in this show, though there are too many other verses that we have to discuss and talk about, is the verse of perfection. The perfection verse speaks of the perfection of Islam on a specific day, based on historical reports and hadith. And hadith, Shia commentators have argued that this day was the day of Ghadir, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam proclaimed that Ali alayhi salam would be the leader of the Muslims, of the Muslim community after him, and thus Islam was perfected by the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us among the real followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam in this world and the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
وكان من صفات أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه أنه يقرأ القرآن في كل ليلة، يقرأ القرآن في آناء الليل وأطراف النهار، قائما ليله
عليا تبتنا علي
أنه يقرأ القرآن، أنه يقرأ القرآن
على كل البشر.
Imam Ali's last words. As Imam Ali lay severely wounded at his home in Kufa after a lethal head injury from an early morning attack on 19th of Ramadan in the 40th year of Hijrah, his promise to spread knowledge till his last breath remained intact. Surrounded by his closest family member, Hazrat Ali, in one of his last wills said, "Until yesterday, I was your emir, your leader. Today, I'm only an object from whom you can take lessons and warnings, and tomorrow I shall part company with you." These final guidelines, along with numerous others, remain preserved as Muslim worldwide commemorated the martyrdom of Hazrat Ali on the 21st of Ramadan, born inside the Kaaba and martyred in the historic Kufa Mosque in southern Iraq. Hazrat Ali's life remains a widely acknowledged source of knowledge, inspiration, and the enlightenment. Salam and Allah's blessings be upon his soul.
Tears stream and voices hum. Don't go, Ali, please come. Don't go, Ali, please come. I raise my hands and pray. I wanted you to stay. I wanted you to stay.
The Path of Eloquence. Some of Imam Ali's words of the wisdom have been preserved and gathered in a collection known as the Path of Eloquence, or Nahjul Balagha. An excerpt of Imam Ali's words teaches us a lifelong lesson on how to deal with others, especially if we find ourselves in a position of authority. In a letter to Malik al-Ashtarg, the governor of Egypt, Imam Ali wrote the following. "Remember, Malik, that amongst your subjects there are two kinds of people. Those who have the same religion as you have, they are brothers to you. And those who have religions other than yours, they are human beings like you. Men of either category suffer from the same weaknesses and disabilities than human beings are inclined to. They commit sins, indulge in vices either intentionally or foolishly and unintentionally, without realizing the enormity of their deeds."
He was lying on his deathbed after being struck by the sword of Abdurrahman ibn Muljam la'natullahi alayhi. And he was in pain. Habib ibn Amr says, "I came to visit Amir al-Mu'mineen. I said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, show me your wound." He showed me the wound. I said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you will be healed." قَالَ لَا يَبْنَ حَبِدَا يَبْنَ عَمْرَ. He said, "Not from this one. I'm going to meet my Lord shortly. I'm not going to be saved from this one." And he was sitting there on his deathbed, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling his sons and his children, telling them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my khalifati alaykum, hujjati alaykum. Allah is my proof on you. So take care of the Muslims, take care of yourselves after my death. It is said, at that moment, Zainab alayha salam came to see Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. She said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O father, I want to ask you a question." He said, "What is it, Ya Zainab?" She said, "I heard a hadith from Umm Ayman, the Prophet's wife, about Karbala. Is it true? I want to hear it from you." He looked at her and then he started shedding his tears. "Qala, yes, Ya Zainab, it is true. What she didn't tell you is that you will be brought here to Kufa as a prisoner, Ya Zainab. And you will have no supporter in this city. You will be all alone." Shedding his tears for Zainab salamullahi alayha. Then all the family of Amir al-Mu'mineen, they gathered around him. Then they brought him some milk. He drank some milk. And then he told Imam al-Hasan, did you feed Abdul Rahman? Go feed him from this milk. Amir al-Mu'mineen is telling Imam al-Hasan to take care of his murderer. I say, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we are your lovers. We are your Shia. We are here so that you take care of us. Remember us on the day of Mahshar. Remember us on the day when we are in the Qabr all alone. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. We are the orphans. We are your orphans, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. And then the family gathered around Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. At this time, Ya Shi'ata Amir al-Mu'mineen. They were all weeping and crying. Amir al-Mu'mineen turned to them and said, don't weep and cry. Here I am seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And here is your mother Fatima. And here is your grandmother Khadija. And they're all surrounded by the angels telling me, come ya Ali, we are waiting for you. So don't shed your tears, for I am going to Jannah. I'm going to see my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then he said, Ya Hassan, Ya Hussein, take care of the affairs after me. Then he stretched his arms and he stretched his legs and he said, Bismillah, wa billah, wa ala millati Rasulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Today is the anniversary of Imam Ali's martyrdom. We express our condolences to all Muslims all around the world, especially Shia Muslims.
Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'bah.